What do a deranged farmer, a sick investment broker, a herd of alpacas, a teenage witch, a creepy child, a nosy hydrologist, and Tommy Chong have in common? They all appear in Color Out of Space, a completely outrageous but wonderfully vivid and entertaining movie you can stream for free from Hoopla, using your library card number to log in. It was released this year, directed by Richard Stanley, and stars Nicolas Cage, Jolie Richardson, and Madeline Arthur, and is based on the H.P. Lovecraft story of the same name. Now, if you are familiar with Lovecraft, or have a pre-existing love for pulpy B-movies, you are in for a treat. This movie is very pulpy, in the sense that it is deliberately melodramatic, overacted, and incorporates plenty of horror and sci-fi tropes. It is also pulpy in the literal sense, by which I mean there is a lot of goo. If you are a more serious cinephile, or don't like goo, or do like alpacas, I advise you to not waste your time. Fans of Lovecraft will appreciate the way the film conjures a sense of horror not based on obvious villains or outright violence, but on the lurking sense that something isn't quite right. Something is happening we don't understand, and the actors, as well as the audience, are waiting for the other shoe to drop. The premise of the film is that Nick Cage has moved his family from the big city out into the middle of nowhere in order to attain pastoral bliss. All is not right within the family, even before things get weird. But the hope is that the countryside will work some magic on familial relations, as well as Nicolas Cage's wife, who is convalescing from an operation following an illness. Then, just as things begin brightening for the aspiring farmer and his wife, a mysterious object descends from space and crash lands in their front yard in a dazzling magenta explosion. For a short while, the only mystery confounding Cage and Company is where this rock came from. Nothing noticeable immediately follows its appearance, aside from Cage appearing on the local news and his already creepy young son becoming just a little creepier. However, everyone in the household has become aware something strange has permeated their idyllic bliss. And lo, has there not been a blooming of bright pink flora throughout the property, yielding vibrant flowers and glowing tomato-like fruits? There has been. And from here, dear viewer, we must buckle up. I like to think of the slow-burning Nicolas Cage descent into madness as a genre unto itself, and this is a golden sample of that delicacy. As the malicious intent of the fuchsia rock from outer space is gradually revealed, all kinds of chaos and strife befall our heroes. We are treated to a long Nicolas Cage meltdown, a very rapid alpaca meltdown, and Tommy Chong cast as an extremely caricaturized version of his already caricaturized self. It is a gloriously overblown, beautiful film. The theme of a color embodying pure evil is brilliantly executed through the dazzling dispatch of bright pink hues of every shade. The score, by Colin Stetson, is perfectly pitched between campy synthesizers and original compositions. I give this film a 96.5. I don't recommend it for younger viewers, though, without supervision, as it contains foul language, disturbing imagery, ultraviolence, melting alpacas, all involving Nicolas Cage. I hope you enjoy the film, and as always, be safe, be well, and enjoy it from the comfort of your own home.